Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to part 5 of our excerpt from Mumbai to Makkah by Ilya Troyanov. If you've been following our excerpts, Mumbai to Makkah is a travelogue in the tradition of the Rihla, one of the oldest genres of classical Arabic literature. It describes the Hajj and the pilgrimage to the holy sites of Islam through the eyes of a Westerner, but with the heart of a Muslim. In today's excerpt, Ilya describes what happened at Arafah. He writes, "When we reached our campsite, Badrubai invited me to join him for a chicken biryani. It was lightly seasoned and the grains of rice slipped off the chicken legs. 'Have some more,' Badrubai said. 'You'll be needing your strength.' After the meal, everyone was left to their confession, their own honest reckonings. There was heat, even in the shade. We sat cross-legged and sweated like nervous novices. Some pilgrims whispered, others moved their lips silently. Pondering my grey faults, I put together a catalogue of intentions, which I then mentally corrected, expanded upon, and finally modestly cut, because I knew this wasn't the place for frivolous plans with a short lifespan. All around me, people had directed their attention inward. It was absolutely quiet this time, the contemplation of many. The afternoon prayers signaled a change. After Asr, everyone stood up, and an elderly man was invited to speak the prayer into a loudspeaker. His voice rose in volume and intensity until everyone was close to tears, and many were sobbing, a prayer that reminded us of Adam and Hawa, named the foibles of mankind, and asked God for mercy. Tears were an important expression of remorse and a deeply felt sentiment. Tears helped one enter paradise. Adam prayed on this spot for months and wept so many tears that a pool formed where the birds came to drink. The wailing voices, the amplified leaders of the prayers, rang out from every direction. What began as a gentle kindling grew to ardent fervor. The more fiery the late afternoon sky became, the more intense our pleading. Not one of the 2 million people was distant from the prayers at this hour. We used the last time, every last minute before the sun went down, to plead for forgiveness, to pray for the fear of God, for an easy death, for a positive report on the day of judgment, for the fulfillment of prayers for as long as we lived. With the onset of sunset, congratulations ran out. Hajj Mubarak, Hajj Mabruk. The Hajj is considered complete at the end of this day. Our sins were forgiven. We were like newborn babies. And from this moment on, we could refer to ourselves as Hajis. There was a pride and contentment as far as could be conveyed in our state of exhaustion, as though we had been freed of some great weight. Scarcely had the sun disappeared when the camp of emotional penitence was transformed into a beehive, each one of us on a quest for our bus. They were loaded up, boarded, or in our case, it was up the ladder to the roof. A stinking haze of fumes, the drivers of hundreds and thousands of vehicles turned their motors on so that their passengers could enjoy the air conditioning. Hajis spluttered as they made their way through the buses. I found a space next to a doctor, also called Ilyas, and his 10-year-old son, who soon crept under his father's ihram. They congratulated one another, beamed at one another. He took his mobile phone out of his small bag and telephoned his family in Mumbai excitedly. That brings us to the end of our 5th excerpt from Mumbai to Makkah. Stay tuned tomorrow, inshallah, at the same time for part 6.